A mind that is stretched by new experiences can never go back to its old dimensions. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, this is Samantha Lee Wright, your host of the Essential Oil Revolution. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today. On today's episode, we dive into the topic of allergies, seasonal and perennial, and Chinese medicine. For those that have listened to the show for many years, you'll know that I have been a longtime allergy sufferer. I've gone through different ups and downs in my journey, and essential oils have been a huge part in helping me on that journey as well. Lavender, lemon, and peppermint are my trio of goodness that helps me get through really tough days. I'll either put them in a capsule with some olive oil or drink it like a lemonade. Diffuse it, however you want to get that into your body. It helps a lot. But as any good natural health practitioner will tell you, allergies are a complicated beast. There's really no one solution that's going to fit all. And even a solution that fits one person and solves their allergies for a little while might not last forever. And that's due to internal factors and external factors. That's why I loved talking to Ellen Goldsmith, our guest today, who has been working in the nutritional healing and Chinese medicine space for many, many, many years. Her perspective on this is very holistic and very helpful. You'll learn so much in today's episode about essential oils, aromatherapy, Chinese herbs, cooking, nutritional healing, and more. That's today on our program. But first, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe is called Toner by Maria Mitchum. I love this. I actually tried this last night and it felt fabulous. So to make the toner in a glass bottle, combine 3 parts frankincense, 2 parts lavender, 1 part ylang ylang, and 6 drops carrier oil. Combine ingredients with 1 ounce of witch hazel and use a cotton pad to apply. Now, there's lots of different types of carrier oils that you could use in this. I recommend going back and listening to last week's episode with Colleen Quinn, and she has some great recommendations for different types of carrier oils that you can use in a face care routine. Thank you for your recipe, Maria. If you're listening and have your own recipe to submit to the DIY Dugout, email us. It's just DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. When you email us your original DIY recipe that involves essential oils, you'll automatically be entered in to win our monthly giveaways of a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite ebook full of DIY recipes. That's DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
By the way, today's audio is not up to our typical standards. I don't know what was going on with my microphone today, but it is clearly not up to my usual standards. Thanks for bearing through.
Well, I'm here with Ellen Goldsmith, who is a licensed and board-certified acupuncturist and Chinese herbalist and author of the book Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine, 175-plus recipes for optimal health, a book to help people understand and put the nourishing wisdom of Chinese medicine into everyday lives. She is senior faculty of the National University of Natural Medicine's College of Classical Chinese Medicine and the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine Teaching Chinese Dietetics. She can be reached at pearlnaturalhealth.com. Welcome, Ellen. How are you?
I'm good, Samantha. Good to be with you today.
That is quite a bio there. It seems like your life is entrenched in Chinese medicine. How long have you been working in that field and really what drew you to it?
Well, I've been in the field for about 30 years. And what drew me to it was just trying to work and build my own energy. Years ago in New York, I was a dancer and I was really suffering from low energy. And I was going to chiropractors and I was a lousy vegetarian. And I would ask my friends, I'd say, hey, you know, my energy is not good. What should I do? What should I do? And a bunch of people told me to go to this one woman. By the sixth time I heard that woman's name, Shizuko Yamamoto, I said, okay, I'm going. And I went to her. She was a shiatsu therapist and a macrobiotic teacher. Macrobiotics is a way of eating out of Japan, started by George Osawa, where you're eating mostly plant-based, some fish, whole grains, beans, etc. And so I went to her and she gave me a treatment, shiatsu treatment, barefoot shiatsu, which is a style of acupressure using your feet. And my body, I just woke up. I felt as if I had been born again of some sort, not in a religious sense, but in a physical sense. And we sat down and she said to me, hey, you're not really eating very well. You're eating too much fruit. You're not eating enough vegetables. And she gave me an outline and I went ahead and I did it because I felt so good. And then I came back and I said to her, hey, will you teach me? She said, no, go study macrobiotics. So I went and studied macrobiotics. I learned all about cooking, energetics of food. I learned about shiatsu, yin and yang. And I was hooked. I just felt so good. And I just kept practicing and feeling better and better and wanting to share it with people. And then I just kept kind of following my own curiosity, which led me to study of Chinese medicine. And then I formalized it. And here I am.
There you are. Well, I'm excited on the list of many, many topics that you are proficient in. One of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about and pick your brain on was allergies. Purely for selfish reasons, I've suffered from allergies my entire life. And I feel like I'm always on a roller coaster of something working, and then all of a sudden it stops working, and then this other thing starts working. And it's just sort of a roller coaster of different approaches, both, you know, allopathic and Eastern and essential oils and, you know, all the things. So I want to dive into that. Do you have an allergy story? Have you been a longtime sufferer? And then we'll dive into just your approach to allergies with your patients.
Well, fortunately, I'm not a longtime sufferer, but I was. And I grew up in New York and I had terrible hay fever and allergy to cats. And at some point in my mid-20s, I gave up dairy, and that was a game changer for me. My allergies basically went away. That was very, very curious. So I started investigating, what does food have to do with it? What does diet have to do with it? And so that's how I started.
Very interesting. So tell me the difference. There's kind of two types of allergies, seasonal and perennial. What are the difference between those two?
So perennial allergies are those things that people have allergic reactions to no matter what time of year it is. And the common ones are certain foods, pet dander, dust, mold, dust mites, medications, things like that. Those things will just set people off. And seasonal allergies, it's in the name. You know, when the spring season starts, which can be late winter even, when trees are starting to bud and the wind is pulling up pollen into the air, that's when people start to suffer. But the symptoms are the same because the body perceives a seemingly harmless substance as an invader and attacking the body. So in an effort to get that invader out, the body starts to produce mucus, which is a vehicle for getting stuff out. Except what happens is you've got a runny nose, you have itchy eyes, you know, you feel foggy in your head, you're congested. Some people get headaches. Some people are tired. People just feel plain lousy.
Yeah, I've been there for sure. So what's the approach that Chinese medicine has on allergies versus, you know, what we're kind of used to in Western society where let's give them antihistamines and steroids?
Yeah. So the thing about Chinese medicine is that we always say one disease, 10,000 cures. So it's very individualized. We look at the person in the context of their life, their activities, their digestion, not just what they eat, but how they digest foods. You know, why are some people allergic and others aren't? Right? That's a really big question. Yeah. So we have treatments that can help calm the symptoms, but we're always, which is the branch of the problem, but we're always looking to see what is the root of the problem. You know, what's the internal terrain? You know, so we want to address your stress levels, your vitality levels, your sleep, which all affect immune system function. Digestion, the foods you're eating. Some foods are inflammatory, others are anti-inflammatory. So that's kind of where we start.
Mm-hmm. What's some examples of some inflammatory versus anti-inflammatory foods?
Well, a standard American diet is pretty inflammatory. You know, it's refined carbohydrates, it's high meat, processed meats, a lot of dairy products, food additives and processed foods. These kinds of things, fried foods are, you know, these are hard on the system and they promote inflammation. And inflammation shows up in our bodies in many different ways. It can be digestive bloating, you know, it could be constipation, It can be high cholesterol. It can be hypertension. It can be diabetes. It can be weight gain. So those are inflammatory foods. Anti-inflammatory foods are those foods you find around the parameters of your supermarket. They're called fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts and seeds, grass-fed meats, fish, these kinds of things. Some dairy, some people can tolerate goat or sheep dairy, you know, in smaller quantities. So this is what you want to do. You want to have some fish, which has a very high in omega-3s, which we know are anti-inflammatory. Dark leafy green vegetables, chock full of minerals, detoxifying, heat clearing, etc. And in my book, I have a bunch of recipes that I think are really beneficial too. You can make teas with peppermint is quite good. I know in essential oil treatment, people will use peppermint oil. Peppermint opens up the nose. It clears heat. It's calming to the body. So I have we also have nettles. Nettles is a very common herb harvested around the world, stinging nettle, so you don't want to pick it with your hands. You want to use a scissor and some gloves. But it's very high in iron. It's a natural antihistamine, so drinking nettles tea just plain, you can get that in sachet, you know, tea bags. Or I have a recipe where I use nettles with rose flower, which is very calming and good for the heart, good for the liver, and chrysanthemum, Chinese chrysanthemum tea, which we use a lot in Chinese medicine to clear heat. It's good for the nose, good for the eyes. So kind of that combination can really take down inflammation in the body.
Mm. I used to live by a stream that grew just so many nettles, and it was just fabulous. I could just go out and harvest some nettles, and I would cook it just like you would cook spinach, and I would eat it just like that. And I miss those days. I need to go find myself a new nettle bed.
You do. I mean, it's a great, I also have a recipe for nettles and asparagus risotto. So both of those are heat clearing and very simple, very nice tasting, fresh tasting. You're right. It's that spinach. It's very enriching. And the broth, even when you cook the nettles, just drinking the broth straight or putting some extra vegetables in it and drinking it as a foundation for a soup is just marvelous.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So relate this to essential oils for me, Ellen. Have you used many essential oils in your practice with Chinese medicine or anything in particular with allergies that you could share with us?
Well, I do use some essential oils. I'm not a heavy essential oil practitioner, but the essence of essential oils is quite frankly, it's the aroma, right? And it's the aroma has a medicinal effect. My Chinese herbal medicine teachers would always tell me, you know, when you cook the herbs in the old days, when we cooked the raw herbs, the smell actually is part of the medicine. So using that, like using eucalyptus oil, well, I'll use that on some lung acupuncture points on the front and the back to help open up the lungs. Eucalyptus has that very strong aromatic smell that basically opens up the nose and opens up the lungs. Aroma goes into our body. We can smell it. We can eat it. We can bathe in it. You know, these are many different ways. So eucalyptus is a marvelous one. You don't want to take that internally, of course, but you could put a few drops in your shower and stand in the shower and really get that invigoration from the eucalyptus oil. Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time. Like when my nose is running, especially, I just love to drip some on like the far end of my shower so it doesn't drain right away. And it's such a great way to work, to wake up and also to get your lungs working and your nose breathing.
Absolutely.
And just everything opened up. It's lovely.
Yes. And peppermint, like you can drink it. You can also use peppermint oil internally. A lot of oils you want to watch out. You want to make sure you don't want to take a lot of essential oils internally. You want to double check first, but peppermint oil, you can put in some hot water. You know, you can put in ginger is very strong. As an essential oil, I haven't used it, but it's very warming. Using that with peppermint in a tea can help open the nose, help regulate the digestion, etc. Orange peel, which orange essential oil has a lovely, lovely smell. And that is a very nice thing to use. Again, for in Chinese medicine, we use say to regulate the qi, just to help you feel more in balance, more in flow. So that's a way to use it as well. There are some acupuncturists who will use essential oils very heavily on acupuncture points with great impact and great benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an old tradition as well. Not even just the aroma aspect too, but the physical aspect of those essences being right on those pressure points. I've had some really great success with that as well. Well, Ellen, let's dive into your book a little bit further, Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine. You know, why did you feel compelled to write this book and share this knowledge with the world?
That's a great question. I wrote my book because there are too many health issues that are caused by lifestyle and stress. And the foundations of Chinese medicine is to promote health and well-being and to prevent harm. And we do that by our lifestyle habits. And as an acupuncturist, people come to me for treatment, but they come for a while, and when they feel better, they leave. But when they go home, they'll always eat. Mm-hmm. So Chinese medicine is, because it's based in the observation of nature, it's applicable across all cultures. And in writing this book, I did a lot of research around different cultural traditions around food as medicine. And you can find them throughout the world. Part of that was taken from the travelers who came along the Silk Road from China and kind of left little tidbits. So in Iran, you have vegetable doctors. You have doctors who actually work with food with similar principles as Chinese medicine. So I really wanted to take this ancient wisdom and bring it into where it matters most, the kitchen in mm-hmm. modern life, and give people an accessible way to start to learn how to kind of reconnect to their internal common sense and intuition around food based on the seasons, based on food and how it makes us feel, and helping us to be more in tune with ourselves.
Hmm. So right now we're sort of slowly moving our way into summer. We're in spring, but I always like to think summer's right around the corner always. But are there any recipes that are kind of your go-tos for this time of year?
Well, this is really, really interesting point because you're in North Carolina and I'm in Portland, Oregon, where last night it was 39 degrees and it possibly was snowing in the hills.
Oh my goodness.
And usually we're quite ahead of the East Coast in terms of spring. But where my daughter lives in Washington, D.C., she's texted me today. She said, Mom, it's 79 degrees.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm waiting for winter to end, even though.
Right.
So let's talk about that in-between place. You know, we're in that in-between place. You're in that in-between place of spring going into summer. I'm in that in-between place of it's supposed to be spring, but it feels like winter going into spring.
Right.
So we have to really pay attention to what the elements are out there. So for me, or for those people who are in cooler places, right, listening to this, you want to make sure that you're still adding some warming elements to your diet. And that could just be with teas. You're putting in, like I said, like I have a ginger and orange peel tea with peppermint. That's a really nice kind of lightens you up a little bit, but keeps your digestive warm, keeps your qi moving, etc. In spring, I like to make brothy types of soups. I have a brothy soup that has, it's made with a mushroom broth and Asian greens or any kind of light spring greens. I have that. You want to pick things that possibly are easy to digest, that are not too heavy. Steamed fish with herbs and like a rice pilaf is a very nice go-to dish. Also, congee, which in all cultures we have porridges, right? In Northern Europe, you have oats or buckwheat, or in Italy, you have polenta porridge. But in rice, in Asia, they make a rice porridge, which is like a half a cup of rice to 4 to 6 cups of water. And then you cook that for long periods of time. So in my book, I've created seasons, and every season has a different congee. Every season has a different brothy soup. Every season has a different essential seed and nut porridge that I created that's grain-free for people who mm-hmm. can't eat grains. So all of them are adapted in ways to help you be more in tune with the season. So for you, where it's hot and probably a little humid, correct?
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah, you want to really have foods that help clear that dampness. And part of the way you can do that is with a really wonderful herb, but it's a grain called Job's Tears or Hotomugi.
I've never heard of that.
Job's Tears, you can get them online. Usually you have to look for them, but they are gluten-free barley. And that are we use in Chinese herbal medicine to help clear dampness. And I will add that into a porridge, like a congee. I will add that into soups, just like a handful into a soup. And that helps just kind of get rid of that humidity that can build up in our own bodies where we start to feel a little bit lethargic. So that's an unusual herb or food for most Westerners, but you can online, you can get anything. So
yeah, that's true. Okay. It's a curious name, Job's Tears.
Yes.
You know, got that name. But that is the great thing about, I live in a small kind of rural town. There is no one thing my husband and I lament on all the time is there is no Asian market here because we love Asian food. And when we go visit family in Chicago, we can go to the Asian market and get all sorts of these ingredients
right.
And we take them back home. But at least now you have the internet, you can get
things. It's true. And in the back of my book, I have some resources where people can get those herbs and things online too.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, this has been so fun. Ellen, are there any last words of wisdom you want to share with our audience before we move on to our closing questions?
You know, I think that we have to pay attention to how our body's feeling. And when something doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't right. You know, when we change the way we eat and we eliminate certain high allergen type foods, like I talked about those, you know, highly processed foods, but for some people it can be dairy. For some people it can be gluten. For some people it can be fruit. It can be sugar, these kinds of things. So if you eat something and afterwards you feel bloated, you feel tired, you feel moody, you feel irritable, your digestion doesn't feel so good, then maybe it's something you ate. And you know, you can do little short-term experiments with yourself and eliminate things, but really eliminate them and try to add more green vegetables to your diet and then just see how you feel. But trust your body. You know, we have to do that. And we have to find ways to cultivate that capacity.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, Ellen, before you go, we always like to ask our guests a couple closing questions. And the first is, what's just one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy? And I imagine one of them is going to be cooking nutritious meals and eating them. But we, you know,
I do. I mean, I do. I cook every day. You know, at this point, I live alone and I still cook every day. I still have greens every day. So I really encourage people, even if you're not kind of really, haven't really cleaned up the way you eat, just have some dark leafy greens every day. Cook them, boil them, saute them, roast them, whatever. Put them in your smoothies. Just get more dark leafy greens. So that I always do. And I always, always find a way to move my body. You know, it's a So important to relieve stress. You only need 13 minutes to get those endorphins going in a walk, but we have to keep that blood and energy moving through our body. So those are two things I will do every day. And then most every day I do some meditation.
Well, finally, Ellen, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, if people could go through their pantry and look at the foods that they have, and if there's anything that doesn't look like it grows under the sun, ditch it. You know, potassium bromate, ditch it. Red dye number 3, ditch it. Any kind of foods with additives, just get them out. You know, there are, even you can find some processed foods, not the optimal, but you can find processed foods that have all normal, regular ingredients in them. So I would ditch all processed foods. And how would I, what would I substitute for that? Whole foods. I just can't kind of get there any other way. Eat an apple, have some peanuts if you're not allergic, have a handful of nuts, roast your nuts with a little salt or put a little maple syrup on them and roast them. You know, just eat real whole food that grows under the sun.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ellen. And we'll put a link below to your book that's come out. Is there anywhere you want to point people to if they want to contact you or be more a part of your world?
Sure. You can always contact me through my website, pearlnaturalhealth.com. And I do have an opt-in. So if you want to kind of preview my book, you can opt in there, get on my mailing list, and you'll get a 10-page free book. So you'll go to pearlnaturalhealth.com/opt-in. I'm also on Instagram at GoldsmithEllen and Facebook at Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine. And, you know, I love to be in touch with people. I love to know your questions. I like to know how you're doing. So please reach out.
Well, thank you so much, Ellen, for coming here and sharing your wisdom with us on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Samantha. Thanks for having me.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much for choosing to make this show a part of your day. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.